On February 2, 1998, to Adriana and Roberto Perin, Nicola was a charismatic and energetic boy. Nicola had a passion for the game of rugby since he was young. This passion came from his father and was a factor of unity between the two. His father, Roberto, remembers taking little Nicola to the Battaglini Stadium in Rovigo when he was 1 year old. As soon as little Nicola saw the bleachers and the oval rugby ball, his eyes would shine, showing how he was born with a spot in his blood. He started playing rugby at the age of 6 and then played in the regional junior under-18 team of nearby Rovigo, wearing the number 9 shirt as his scrum half, or halfback. Nicola was a hard worker in the field. You don't need to know his history to understand it. His position on the pitch as a scrum half explains everything. The position that involves a lot of passing and running, and not very desirable for some. But for someone like Nicola, who was always willing to fight for his teammates, it was no surprise that he fit in well on the pitch. The team became his family, and his teammates considered each other brothers. Nicola was nicknamed Pera by his teammates while playing rugby. Each teammate carried a unique nickname on the field as a way to not let the opposing team get into their tactics. Now, rugby wasn't the only sport he enjoyed. He also enjoyed fishing and other outdoor activities. At the same time, he was able to put his energy into his studies, where he excelled both as a student and as a friend, earning the affection and respect of his teachers and classmates. He was always willing to help others, and he got along well with children of all ages. He was always that kid who, if there was someone having a tough day, he was always the person who brought a smile to your face. He was even described by one of his teammates as a humble friend and a good listener. We can say that Nicola transmitted the same love that was taught to him by his family. As the popular saying goes, a simple act of true love will create an endless ripple. A teammate and close friend of his also testified to how Nicola taught them to fight and to always do better despite the bad results, because without fighting, they would not have become Italian champions. Nicola seemed to have a bright future ahead of him. However, he began telling his parents that he was suffering from fatigue and other symptoms, and they took him to the hospital for tests. In 2013, at the age of 15, he was diagnosed with leukemia. Although these were shocking findings, he received the diagnosis with surprising fortitude. He soon had the spiritual guidance of the Capuchin parish priest, Gianluigi Pasquale, who became his confessor and spiritual director. Nicola also had a special devotion to Padre Pio and the Virgin Mary, but his favorite prayer had always been the Our Father. Nicola was patient and humble during all of the tests and treatments, always with a smile on his face. Nicola suffered with great serenity and peace, never complaining, and often encouraging others as he normally does and playing with the youngest patients. He wrote about how he had asked the Virgin Mary and the Lord to forgive him for not being able to pray or for not having the strength to do so, showing great faith and a very intense and harmonious relationship with God. Nicola wrote in his diary about how his illness helped him appreciate every day of his life. He kept his attention on others, apologizing to his parents for making them suffer on his behalf, and playing with younger children in the oncology ward to boost morale. Once, Nicola was given an iPad and, when he realized he wouldn't be around long enough to use it, he said, "It doesn't matter. This means we can sell it and help other children and other families." Although he had undergone all possible treatments, including 2 bone marrow transplants from both parents, he did not improve. He was fully aware of how serious his situation was, but he didn't give up hope. He continued his studies in the hospital, attending lessons via Skype. He wrote, "I know that Jesus is close to me. He loves me and helps me, but I do and accept what he decides. showing the acceptance of his suffering. After his first transplant, he also won a scholarship for his academic performance. Eventually, he became too weak to perform any activities. 2 days before he died, he asked his father to help him make the sign of the cross, the last gesture he would ever make. He died on December the 24th, 2015, aged 17. Nicolas Perrin, prega per noi.